Hi, everybody, and welcome to the premiere episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad, and I'm the owner and operator of this podcast that you're listening to now. Here on Everyman Sports, we're going to try and bring you our opinions on the world of sports, much like you have your opinions, and the same way that you talk with your friends about sports. I myself will be having different guests on from my personal life who I like to talk sports with and who enjoy talking about sports too. But to begin, let me give you a little bit of information about myself in terms of my love of sports. I'm from New Jersey. My name is Chad. I am a very big baseball fan. My team is the New York Mets. I am also a big football fan. My favorite team is the New York Jets. I have other interests as well: movies, television, traveling, visiting different places, and going out with friends and just enjoying life. So I'm just like everyone else, as the same way you are just like other people too. That's why I decided to call this Everyman Sports, because we talk about things that are interesting to us. And I'm not a professional in the world of sports. My highest level of achievement in terms of sports was middle school baseball. I got a letter, and I know we won our title that year. Football, I played in Pop Warner, just like so many other people. And that's what it's really all about, is that, you know, the people who are diehard fans or have a deep interest in sports, it goes beyond their former playing days. It's about what they enjoy now and what they want to continue to look forward to and share with other people. So that's why I decided to start this podcast. Now, as I said, I would like to have some more of my friends on, some family members, people to talk sports with. I want to talk sports with you. If you're interested, you can send me an email at everymansports@gmail.com. At everymansports@gmail.com. You can send me an email about what you want to talk about, maybe a topic that you would love to have, and I can find a way to give you that and deliver it here. Now, since we're on the topic of sports, let's talk a little bit about March Madness. Now, I, like so many people, of course, have my brackets, but I haven't necessarily followed college basketball this year. I know the programs and the coaches, and the names and faces of the teams and the logos, but deep down inside, I don't know much else. I'm not going to give you breakdowns. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say that I've seen half their games. I think I saw a Butler-Gonzaga game one night when I was on at an event in the background. Got interested in that. That's because I knew who the teams were. I know Gonzaga, and I know Butler, the Bulldogs, and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not, in my life, the biggest thing. But I thought I'd just share with you quickly just a couple things that are interesting to me. You know, my bracket, it's pretty straightforward. A lot of the favorites winning. I'm going through CBSSports.com. That's where I'm using mine. And you can actually, in the group that I'm in, you have five different brackets. And each bracket, I tried to change it up just a little bit, nothing too much. Honestly, right now, I have Duke winning, I think, by far, as in the big time. And the main idea of it, it's Duke. I mean, you can't really get away from the fact. I mean, they're number one in the RPI. They have the number one strength of schedule. I mean, the 27-5, it's hard to beat. You know, Krzyzewski has shown time and again that he can turn any young kid into the machine that is Duke and just have them roll on and take another title. But I will say I'm all for New Mexico getting into the Final Four. I like them. When you have somebody, a team like that, a team that nobody really thinks of, a state where that has no major professional sports team, and In terms of sports, the biggest person I can think of that ever came out of New Mexico, if I remember correctly, is Brian Urlacher, who was a safety for the Lobos of New Mexico, if I remember that correctly. But it's hard to because Duke is number one in terms of RPI and strength of schedule. Number two is New Mexico. I mean, that just something about it just says, you know, pay attention to them. You know, aside from that, I'm not into the upsets. The 7 and 10s and the 8 and 9 matchups, they kind of, you know, they're hard to call anyway. Honestly, the biggest upset that I can think of in terms of the first round would be Minnesota. And I know I've heard people talk about how Minnesota is not as good as they, I mean, according to this, their Big Ten record is 8-10. They don't even have a winning record within their own conference. They had the third hardest strength of schedule. And if the RPI was 34, there's just something about it that interests me about them. So wish me luck on my brackets, and I hope that you do well in your brackets as well. Now, one thing I also want to talk about as I record this right now, I'm watching the World Baseball Classic final between the Puerto Ricans and the Dominican Republic, and I gotta say, it's really impressive to see the Dominican Republic with all their stars, with Tejada and Reyes, Encarnacion, Fernando Rodney coming out as the closer, Robinson Cano at second base. I mean, just amazing talent on this team. And all the Caribbean nations, to be honest. Puerto Rico, too. Puerto Rico has always had classic Major League Baseball players from that island. Carlos Delgado, Carlos Baerga, Carlos Beltran. And it's just amazing to see how well the game, obviously, is played on the islands. I know I'm not telling you anything new or making any groundbreaking claims, but it's just really, really great to see it finally, the finals of this really young tournament being played by a lot of really talented players, quite frankly, in our backyard. It's very common to see Japan or Cuba, which also is in the Caribbean, but to see other teams, you know, always dominate. And it's nice to see new faces, because that's the whole thing about sports, and that's what interests me the most. I hate dynasties. You know, and that's easy for me to say as a Met and Jet fan. We haven't had any dynasties. The closest thing I can come to a rooting dynasty in my mind, for me personally, is the Devils. You know, with their Stanley Cup championships in 94 and in 2000. You know, they had a really strong run. I still hope they have a good strong run, but not a dynasty where it's a three-peat or even a repeat. You know, one thing I can't stand are teams that have that dynasties. Hate the Cowboys. I don't like the Jordan Bulls. I respect Jordan. I know he's the greatest. But I don't like the fact that that was a dynasty. And not just that it was one dynasty, it was two. There was a three-peat, 2 years off when Jordan retired and played baseball, and then another 3 years. You know, the thing about Jordan is that he both helped the sport and killed the sport. The sport was at its highest when he was playing, but there was also a great hatred towards him. And then as soon as he left, 94, 95, when the Rockets won those back-to-back championships, the sport suffered until he came back, until Jordan came back, and then came back to prominence because of him. And then once he was retired, it was back into the doldrums. So, getting back to the WBC, it's really great to see a good young team like this. And by young, I mean in the international game, a young nation whose baseball team is very good, but now it's an elite team. Unfortunately, it's not part of the Olympics anymore. And I know the big thing about baseball in the Olympics is kind of like basketball. They want the star power. Or even hockey in the Winter Olympics. They want that star power. The problem is you're not going to get, and you're not going to have the support of Major League Baseball taking 2 weeks off, 2 weeks off in the summer to play an international game, to play at the Olympics. It's just not going to happen. Because not only that, it's not just those 2 weeks. Don't forget, you have to have the months and the weeks, even the years building up. You can't just go in on a Tuesday and hope to play on a Thursday. You have to be a part of it. And even to that respect, the World Baseball Classic has been not very popular because it's taking away from spring training time. You're not going to stop it in the middle of the season to do this tournament. So really what you should do is you should have it at the end of the season, after the World Series. Yes, I know you're up against football, and football takes up a large chunk of it, and to a much lesser extent, hockey and basketball. But really, there are so many players now playing winter ball who are playing in the Cactus Leagues, or the Arizona Fall League, I'm sorry, Arizona Fall League, in the fall and the winter. So you give those guys maybe a month off after the season, and if they want to, do the Winter Baseball Classic. And the thing is also, these are really hard to see. These games are only on one network, which it's fine. It doesn't have a big following, so people aren't clamoring for the games. But still, if you have it, because right now, it's almost midnight, and the game pretty much just finished. To have people and to expect people to watch these games on one network when it's, I don't know. I just think it's a little silly, and I think they can do a much better job with it. And I hope they do, because honestly, I think that doing it in the winter or even in the late fall is a great idea. It's a great idea. And it's the only way that would truly work in my mind. Because not only that, you can get... The thing about it being played right now is all of those... Let's use an example. Let's use America. All the American baseball players are much more focused on the upcoming season and spring training. Now, sure, you're going to get a lot of players after the season's over, if you play it in the fall or the winter, who are going to say, you know what, I want to give my body a rest. I want to do my off-season program. I want to relax. I want to just do whatever I can. But there would be so many more, a larger pool of players to choose from if you do it after the season as opposed to before. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. I'm sure you might agree with it or disagree with it. And that's kind of the whole point of this. Just want to get my opinion out there and see if you agree or disagree. And if there are anything you agree or disagree with or anything, any opinions that you want to share with me, you can always email me at everymansports@gmail.com. Everymansports@gmail.com. No hyphen, all one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Another quick thing I want to talk about, of course, the ever-present NFL. The big news right now, aside from the free agency period, which honestly has been going very slow. You know, it's funny, it's only very slow when there aren't really many quarterbacks or offensive skill position players. Quarterback, wide receiver, running back, even to a lesser extent, tight end. When they don't move around or when they don't get signed, it's kind of a slow offseason. Right now, the biggest story is Darrell Revis. Where's he going to go if he, in fact, is going to go? As a Jet fan, my personal take, this is now an unfixable situation between the Jets and Revis. And believe me, I heard for years how much he says he wants to be a Jet for life. He wants to retire as a Jet. He wants to play his whole career as a Jet. But this is the NFL. Unless you're a quarterback or some kind of hero, whether it's in the Super Bowl or statistically a hero, you know, all-time sack leader, all-time, you know, interception leader, most rushing yards ever. You know, unless you're doing one of those, you're replaceable. You really are, especially on defense. Defense is all about, what do they always say? What is defensive coaches, and what does everybody say about defense? Speed. Wow, they got a lot of speed in that defense. That's a good team. They have a lot of speed. Speed goes away when you get older. You know? Usain Bolt's not going to be running in the Olympics when he's 30. 35. Especially 35. Maybe 30, but... So, on defense, you're replaceable. Offense, you can say, you know, he's not replaceable. The quarterback, especially. Manning and Favre and all those other guys who played forever and played so long with one team. And then you see them go off somewhere else, but that's because the team is ready to move. You know, one saying I like to think about when I think about football players and where they are in age. For a player, two things happen. Either you quit the game or the game quits you. You quit the game is like Barry Sanders, just walking away from it. Even Michael Jordan, just walking away from it. You know, oh, you know, I might have a season or two left, but you know, it's time to retire. It's time to step back. Okay. But you still can do it, and you still might have that drive. But no, I want to walk away. I'm done. Then there's the ones who the game quits you, where you have the drive and the passion, but that body is beat up beyond recognition, where you just can't do it anymore. Ray Lewis, who's going to retire, is just that guy. You know, I'm sure he would love to play some more, but his body is falling apart on him, especially this season, this past season more than ever. It riddled him. He was lucky to play in that Super Bowl. He was lucky to play in those playoffs. But he obviously did it because he had to. And because he knew this was it. But think, for instance, like Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez is a great idea. Great example. Before the season was over, before the playoffs were over, he said, you know what? This might be it. I might retire this season. But here's the thing. He went out a loser. And meaning that he went out not winning. His last game last year was a loss in the playoffs, in the championship game, the right to go to the Super Bowl. And he lost that. That was the closest he had ever gotten to a Super Bowl so far. He's only won one playoff game, and that was this season against the Seahawks. So he says, you know what, I might retire, but then he loses that game, and he knows he can still do it. He's a vegan. He's got an amazing physique for his age. And so now you hear the rumors, you know what? I think I might come back. Because he's not ready to give up. He's not ready to quit. The game hasn't quit him. He's still in great physical shape. And he has the ability. And he hasn't quit the game yet. Because he knows he can still do it. He's not ready to step away. But there's no player who says, oh, you know, I've been on a last place team all my career. I feel really happy with my career. No, they want to go out on top. They want to go out with a Super Bowl ring. They want to be a winner. But it's very rare that happens. And so with football, this free agent period has just not been interesting because there's no big offensive moving parts. And the biggest thing right now, as I said, is Darrell Revis. And so now it's really all about baseball. It's baseball's time to really shine. which it does well at the beginning of the season. You know, once you get into the summer, then the football training camps start up and everybody starts to get into that, all right, it's almost football season. You know, baseball for a lot of people gets boring. Not for me, though. No, I could watch May baseball. Two teams I don't even like. I could watch the White Sox at the Royals. 10 o'clock at night. On a Thursday night. I love baseball. Baseball's, to me, the best. I love it more than football. And it's great because you have so much of it. The NFL, actual games, 21 weeks, but it's one day. Really, it's one day. Yeah, I know there's Monday and there's Thursday now. Even if I wanted, if I was desperate for football, I could put on some college football game. Especially those late night West Coast games, Hawaii versus Utah State, if I'm really desperate. If I want to see a lot of offense. But baseball, you have 162 games. There's a game every night. It's just very comforting. It brings me back to my childhood, and I'm sure it brings it back to a lot of people's childhoods. So, well, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the premiere broadcast of Everyman Sports. I apologize for the quality of this podcast. This is my first go around. I'm using a computer that has a built-in microphone. I'm endeavoring to get better equipment, so please stick with me. And I promise it won't just be me babbling to you. I'll have other opinions. I'll have other people to talk to, and you won't just have to listen to my nasally voice stuffed, because it's almost spring. It really affects your nasal cavity. So, well, thank you very much again. Please look out for other editions and episodes of my podcast, and I will talk to all of you again next time. For Everyman Sports, I am Chad. Thank you, and goodbye.